They call him Astro Dave. It's David Renicky. Got a great website you need to check out, davidrenicky.com. David, hello.
Dean Corbus, good day. How are you doing again, Bill?
Sure you have, mate. I've been interested in, I know you probably do this all the time, but what is a star party, mate?
Oh, a star party.
Yeah.
It's not where you go and meet stars, it's where you go and look at stars. And it's a great idea that a lot more people should embrace. It's a great fundraiser for anyone who's thinking about doing something different. Just a gold coin donation will make you a little packet of little money for you. We've done that on the weekend. There's a little hall up here in Lismore, further towards Brisbane than I am.
Yeah.
You'd know where Lismore is.
Yes.
And they asked me to go up there. It's a fundraising for the hall there. Now, this is a little country community. And they came by their hundreds. We had 24 telescopes on the field, and people just came in, families, a whole lot. We were just showing them Jupiter and Saturn and star clusters. It's really interesting and good, you know, for us to be able to do that and let people know what's in the sky. A lot of these people have never seen through a telescope before.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Kids would, you know, once you've done that for them, I think they're sold. Then they'll want to go and get their own telescope and start pursuing everything. But you've got to start the journey, haven't you?
Well, that's where we all start out. And the good thing about a star party, it's just named that way because it's like a party. You know, you've got barbecue going there. And the good thing is if you're thinking of buying a telescope, you come and have a look at a whole range of telescopes and have a look through them. And the guys who run them are just over the moon, too happy to show you through the telescope. There's no problem with that. But the little kids, their eyes open up and their mouth, and they've never seen the moon before through a telescope. They've never seen the rings of Saturn before. And it's just really heartwarming to see. Even older people have never had a chance as well. We just enjoyed. We had a great night there. I did my talk. And it was just you're tired out at the end of the night.
Yeah.
But you have a great time. They raise quite a bit of money too.
What's a good time to start them? Would they be like a 10 at night till 2 in the morning sort of?
No. Oh, goodness, no. When it gets dark, as soon as it gets dark, and around here it's about 6 o'clock, we've got daylight saving changeover coming up soon, I think. But as soon as it gets dark, that's the best time to get out there. In winter time, you don't want to leave people out much longer than 8 or 9 o'clock at night. They get a bit too cold. But during the summer, I mean, you could run this from 7 till 10 or 11 at night.
Yeah.
But look, it's a great way. And I can't believe how many people don't think about it. You know, I see fundraisers and I see all sorts of ideas thrown about. Why don't you throw a party on, get some telescopes down there and charge people to come and have a look through them? Gold coin donation and get some of the astronomy club people down.
And seriously, if people want to get expertise, I mean, if they want to get you, hit up your website and you can talk turkey about, you know, about your expertise.
Well, I do them down here.
Yeah.
We go to people's places here. We take the telescope with us and for a small fee to cover our time and whatever, we do a viewing in their home at the backyard there. You know, it's a really good idea. It works well.
Wow. So if someone wanted to do a 21st, you'd come over and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we do that all the time. And it's just, I mean, they're comfortable. They don't have to go anywhere. It's in their own yard. The requirement, of course, is the barbecue.
And a hot cup of cocoa.
Well, I insist on white wine.
Okay? Oh, okay, right. We'll make sure
not cask wine. It's got to be bottled wine.
All right, so make sure it's part of the fee. But look, hit up David Renicky on his website. Link's up on our Facebook. Now, you've got to talk to me about this, and I know a lot of people have taken the mickey out of this story, but this supposed first ever crime in space, what's that all about?
Oh, this is silly. You know, this is a beat-up. Anne McLean's decorated astronaut, one of the first female spacewalkers. They couldn't get it up and running, unfortunately, because the spacesuit right. wasn't engineered for women.
Hey, so what?
They she was going to do a spacewalk, first woman to do a spacewalk. But
surely it would be one size fits all.
No. It's all plumbing's all different inside.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, she could have held on or gone before she went out.
I'm going to have a long talk to you one day there. Okay.
Okay, right. I would have thought she can flatten down the boobies or whatever, but it's plumbing. Okay, right. Yeah, right.
It's the other bits, yeah.
So I didn't realise with a spacesuit you've almost got to wear, a nappy and all that, have you? Is it got to be that?
Yeah, you do. And there are tubes and stuff that pick up other things.
Yeah.
Let's get our minds out of the toilet
right.
now.
Yeah, okay.
Get back. Simply put, Anne McLean had an estranged partner, Summer Warden. Is back on Earth there. Now, they had a joint bank account, And she was on a six-month mission on board the space station. They were married in 2014. They filed for divorce in 2018. But there's a child involved with it.
Oh, okay.
And what's going on is that the woman in Space McLean can access the internet from there. I mean, they do anyway. They can send emails out. And she just hooked into a joint account. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. She wanted to see how the funds were going, make sure they weren't moved.
See if she was being paid by NASA, yeah, right?
Yeah, sorry?
See if she was being paid by NASA.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've still got access to the internet. You've got free rein if you want to do some prowling up there and trolling, or not, what do you call it, surfing the internet.
Yes.
But when she saw what was going on, the fact that she'd been in there, the partner got a bit cross and got onto NASA. And NASA got the complaint also from the parents too, saying it was highly calculated and a manipulative campaign.
Yeah, you know, it's a domestic situation. NASA really should have stayed out of it.
Well, they should have, yeah. Now, I don't think there's anything. She said there's no truth in the claims. She said,
yeah.
I'll just have a look and see how the account was, that's all. Gee, if that's a crime, you know, you can throw me in jail for 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. We all like the way it's going on in our accounts.
But they're beating it up. I mean, it's a silly story when you see it. There's, to me, I don't think there's any malicious intent.
Yeah, the silly story was a few years ago. Remember that female astronaut who drove across the country with a nappy on to catch a lover out or something? That was crazy.
She had a gun and a mask and everything. And, yeah, that was a lover that he didn't want. She went after the other woman.
Crazy. Anyway, on to more scientific.
I think her name was Noah or something. She got put in jail for that.
Mm. Anyway, on to more scientific things. What is this story about test powering a watercraft in space? I don't understand this.
Why not? It's an idea whose time has come. Look, NASA have just done that. They've sent two little CubeSats into orbit, and CubeSats are satellites that you can get very cheaply, and a lot of universities and startup companies can buy them and put their experiments on board and have them launched into space. They're only tiny, and they put two of these into orbit there, but they put a little motor inside that's actually a steam engine. Heat the water up, and the steam actually propelled the spacecraft.
In space?
So they joined them up together in space there by using steam power. I mean, what a great idea. It's good for startups and a cheap way for anyone to have a satellite in orbit there to be able to manoeuvre it. You don't have the costly problem with fuels. And the weight, of course, and the size is very, very convenient. When they're all launched at the same time, you go on a joint buy, you know. But this is the first one I've ever heard of it. It's a good idea because it's simply a rocket engine with a different type of fuel.
More environmental.
Well, the water's heated up inside the little spacecraft and it's turned into steam. And that steam is forced out through a nozzle. And like Mr. Newton said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Who would have thought 18th century technology would be used again in the 21st? I think it's genius.
There you go.
Except they're not as big as those massive steam engines they had back then. But more at davidrenicki.com if you want to look at the inside story on this one. And one final thing, David. I love this. Elon Musk wants to nuke Mars.
Oh, why not?
Hello? What's going on? What's it for? It must be some reason. Scientific or just a bit of fun?
No, he's serious about this. He's voiced his opinion on why he should nuke, why Mars should be nuked. There's a lot of water at the North Pole, planet's poles, North and South Pole. And by letting off nuclear weapons there, which is a hydrogen bomb, by the way, you free up the carbon dioxide. It increases the planet's temperature, and it could match Earth's temperature. We need it to warm Mars up. It's cold. It gets down to minus 70, minus 80 sometimes, even more. So he claims that this is the way to do that. I think it's silly. A lot of people do too. NASA say that it wouldn't release the required amount of carbon dioxide needed to cool the planet down, but Musk is convinced that this is the way to do it. The only problem with this is that if you did that and you released the water and you did warm the planet up, nobody could live there for 1,000 years.
Well, that's right, radiation, yeah.
Radioactive. Look at Chernobyl, you know, places like that. The better idea with this is to simplify it and do it in a different sort of a way, and that's to install giant mirrors reflecting panels in space.
Of course, very simple, yeah.
Yeah, to bounce the sunlight off there. But look, whatever way they do it, it's a job for future engineers. people who haven't been born yet. They won't be born for 20 or 30 years, maybe. It's a question for them to answer. At the moment, we can only marvel at... but you can't look, you can't turn around and say he's crazy. I mean, this bloke, he founded PayPal. He got PayPal up and running.
Oh, look, I know he's a genius, but obviously he's been quiet for 5 minutes and he wanted to say something so he'd be back in the news again. So
I think he likes the sensationalism. I think he likes the publicity. And his car, by the way, that he launched in space, it's now made one circuit, one loop of Mars and come back around and it's off again. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that's good. Have a look at that at davidrenke.com. And while you're there, check out Dave's sponsors, Bintel, Australia's largest binocular and telescope store. I look at their website, mate. There's some good stuff there.
Some good bargains there. And don't forget our calendars too. Last call on these ones. We've sold quite a few. And I've only got a few left. Now, these are the 2020 astronomy calendars.
Good. Okay.
It's on my website. Go and have a look at it. Order them. Now, they're only $19. And it shows you the rising and setting times of the moon and the planets. Everything, all the details on astronomy. Lots of stories. It's a great little thing to put on your desk there. Or a present for somebody. So davidrenneke.com. DavidRenneke.
If your dad's a space buff like me, that is the sort of present you can get him for Sunday.
Ready to go. And Father's Day coming up too.
All right. Thank you, David.
These won't be delivered in time for Father's Day, unfortunately, but Christmas certainly will.
Well, I'll just put a little note in his envelope saying it's on the way.
It says,
that'd do me.
Do not open till Christmas.